you think that's going to be like Sunday?
I don't know. It's a weird feeling. You know, I called some of my buddies that never make the playoffs, and I was asking them, like, what do y'all normally do around this time? Just joking with them. But, no, it's a weird feeling, you know, especially when you're with an organization that's so used to championships, not just winning, but, you know, so used to championships, so used to, you know, division titles, so used to winning. You know, it's a weird feeling around here. But, you know, we got great leadership from the top down. And, you know, we all believe in those guys 100%. And I'm looking forward to a interesting offseason, a work, you know, feel offseason, you know, a little bit of rest. And, you know, we just come right back at it. You know, as Coop said, you just got to, you know, 2016 is done for us. You know, we still got one game. Well, we just got to, you know, let that go and start building on 2017. And it's, you know, still all type of, you know, goals and aspirations for all of us, you know, for this last game. So just because it doesn't have, you know, any weight to it, it's still a football game in the National Football League. It's still a game that, you know, we dreamed about our whole entire lives to play in. So it's still important. It still, you know, holds weight for me, and I'm going to attack it that way.
Have you had much interaction with DeMarcus, and do you think he still wants to come back?
Yeah, I mean, I think he still wants to come back. He still has that fire. I think he had, like, a post on Instagram the other day, kind of subliminal, like, you know, answered the questions or, you know, talked about it a little bit, whatever it may be. But he basically said he still got gas in the tank. And I see him every day. You know, it's, you know, that Ferrari, it might have, you know, brake issues, but it still got gas in the tank, and you can get those brakes fixed, and he's still going to be a Ferrari at the end of the day, a Ferrari around just, you know, regular, you know, cars. So, you know, he still has gas in the tank, and I would like to see him come back. He's a champion. He's a leader. It's so much other stuff that I could put behind that. But, you know, it'd be great to get him back.
What's he meant to you? I mean, that's hard to quantify.
I mean, what does DeMarcus mean to me? I can sit here all day, you know, and just, you know, write a book, you know, about the moments that DeMarcus has, you know, impacted my life. But, you know, just to put it in a summary, you know, I've been in the league 6 years, and 3 of those years have been with DeMarcus. And if you look at my years with DeMarcus and you look at the type of player that I was and the type of person that I am now during DeMarcus' tenure, it's totally different. And if you know about, you know, Denver and the Denver Broncos, you know exactly what, you know, type of impact that he had in my life and my career.
When you look at your offseason, how might it be different from last year's offseason, not just from the holdout, but the celebrity tour?
I mean, for one, you know, I'm not going to be a Super Bowl MVP. So that's, you know, that's a little bit of it right there. For two, I mean, it's just not, you know, obligation after obligation. It was fun. Like, I think I was talking to, you know, somebody earlier. It was fun. I really enjoyed it, you know, the exposure and everything. But resting, you know, it's you need it. You need it as a human being. You need it as a player in the National Football League. And, you know, I really didn't get tired or fatigued. You know, I haven't had an off day until, you know, New England week. And I didn't feel tired or fatigued until we lost to the Chiefs, you know. So it's a good, you know, break for me, you know, mentally and physically. And like I said, we get behind the leadership and the organization and come back excited for a new season, new players, new teammates, and, you know, just looking forward to, you know, another great year next year.
Well, you're still definitely in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, so do you use that as at least a little bit of personal motivation going into Sunday to put a big stamp on the season or an
extra? I mean, yeah, I said I still got, you know, goals and aspirations, you know, from an individual standpoint. And, you know, an exclamation to put a little, you know, exclamation point behind everything, you know, that's what I'm about, closing. You know, that's been my whole entire career. So it's still a big game, you know, a rivalry, you know, team. They got amazing players there. We got amazing players over here. And, you know, we've played teams the last game of the year for the last, you know, 5 years, and they've tried to, you know, spoil whatever we had going. And, you know, it's the same. We just want to go out there and play our best football, you know, end the season with a good note.
For the entire defense, how important is it to go out on a good note and not have the bitter taste in your mouth from what happened to the
city? I mean, I think you just, you know, it's just important, you know, to go out there and win. You know, you don't want to, you know, end the season with 4 straight losses, you know, in the month of December. So, It's extremely important for us. We want to go out there and win. It's a rivalry game on top of that. So it's extremely important for us. You know, defensively, you know, we got, you know, Chris Harris, Keith Tlaib, and, you know, if we went 0-15, you know, those guys are still, you know, going to come out there and going to come with it. And that's where our confidence comes from. That's where our energy comes from. So we'll be ready to go. We'll be right there on game day.
Bob, you were 7-3. The Chiefs are trying to drive to tie that game. The idea from that moment, we're talking about no playoffs. Can you put your finger on what happened, or hard, is it hard to reconcile?
When we were,
you were 7-3 record at home against the Chiefs with a chance to close out, and now no playoffs. Is it? Can
you talking about the first time we played the Chiefs?
Yeah. Is it hard to reconcile? Like, what went wrong from that moment? It looked like everything was going.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know, Troy. I mean, looking back on it, you know, we you know, coming off a bye week. We were rested and ready to go. I think, you know, that win right there would have, you know, it would have, you know, been a difference. You know, if we were able to, you know, get that win. You know, it's a lot of games this season, though, if we were able to pull out, it would be looking totally different for us. So I never want to go back and say if we were to get that one to make this play. But if we were able to close that game and get that game, I think, you know, it would be a little bit different for us. You know, we just got to use that for fuel. You know, we've been in the same – we got to use that as experience and exposure next year when we – you know, have some type of adversity when we're playing.
A couple more guys. You've had a lot of tackles the last few games, but they haven't had the sacks. I mean, it looks like they're game planning against you, running, getting rid of the ball quick. Anything you can do to combat that as you go forward?
I guess I could just, you know, run through about 3 or 4 guys and, you know, make the sack. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. But, you know, it's – you know, Elvis told me a long time ago, Elvis Dumervil, you know, sacks, they come in bunches. And, you know, when you're getting sacks, you got to take advantage of it. You know, when it's when what you're doing, what your craft is doing, especially rushing the passer, you got to, you know, strike while you're hot. You know, fourth quarter, you got to still go get those sacks. You still got to, you know, have that mentality, that blood in the water mentality, because it's going to come a time where, you know, if the other team does not want you to get sacks, it's the National Football League. They'll make sure that, you know, one individual person doesn't get sacks. And this guy could get sacks. So, you know, you just can't get really, you know, caught up in that. My old position coach, Coach Smith, he told me, like, you just can't get caught up in sacks. Being a great football player, that's something that you can do every single football game, whether it's coverage, rushing the passer, run game. You can go out and be a great football player every single game. Now, there'll be opportunities that are to rush the passer and get sacks. You got to take advantage of them. But if they're not, you got to be a great football player. What is the?
What is the measure of a great pass rusher? If it's not solely sacks, then how do you determine?
I mean, I think it is sacks, right? I mean, you can't be a, you know, a great pass rusher if you're just getting pressures. You know, if you leading the league in pressures, you know, you're usually, you know, right there with sacks as well. So, you know, that's just how it is. You know, you can't be a quarterback and not, you can't be a great quarterback and not throw touchdowns. So that's just part of our game. That just comes with it. You just got to, you know, get the sacks. You know, however it may be, you got to get through chips. Or whatever it may be, you got to make it happen. That's how you become, you know, a great pass rusher.
Is it also a function? I mean, the last two scores, you're 16-3, you lose. 33-10, you lose. Hard to get sacks in that type of game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in those situations before and still been able to get them. I'm not about to, you know, sit up here and tell you that just because they did that, I'm not going to be able to get a sack. I feel like I could go out there and get sacks no matter what. If they line up, you know, whoever on my side, I'm still going to, you know, rush the passer with that type of mentality. And I feel like that'll get me over the hump. I'm still going to keep reaching no matter, you know, what it looks like out there. If it's, you know, we're down by 3 points or the scores or whatever, I'm still trying to go up there and get my job. I feel like if, you know, if I can, you know, in the Chiefs game last week, if I was just able to, you know, squeeze out a sack, even, you know, with the limited times they were throwing the ball, and if I were able to get a sack force fumble, those are the plays that, you know, I make right there. So that's my mentality about it, and, you know, hopefully I'll be able to, you know, make it make those type of plays this week against the Oakland Raiders. But if not, I'm still going to be aiming to be a great football player on Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.